Item number six is also from the Director of Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational report titled DBE Achievement Report 2010 to the Committees on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit, this committee, and Finance and Audit. On 12-2-11, the TPWT asked for a follow-up report on this item. And this item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Supervisor Lipscomb, did you
have a question? Yeah, I have a question. The one thing I couldn't understand was the DBE percentages, particularly in the totals.
Hello there. I'll let our contract compliance manager explain the report to you.
Good morning. Mark Phillips, contract compliance manager with the DBE program. Madam Chair and supervisors, the percentages in the you're referring to, I'm assuming, would be for the individual companies broken down. Mm-hmm. Those are percentages plus or minus 100%. There are opportunities where commitments are made to companies that do not come to fruition all the time, and sometimes through change orders, DB participation actually exceeds the amount committed. So as you can see, there are some areas of contracting that offer more opportunities for DB involvement as contracts progress, and conversely, fewer opportunities and some types of contracts, primarily our time and material contracting, where DB participation continues to be less than adequate or amenable.
I see. So in the totals, that's just a difference in the format. So
correct.
For percentages, that's the difference from 100.
Correct.
Okay, very good.
Any other questions? Okay, I think that's it. We're adjourned.
Thank you.